Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for being here. And on behalf of the Vikings organization, we're very excited and pleased to be here in London, representing not just the NFL on the international stage, but the Minnesota Vikings, a proud and historic franchise. We had a tremendous welcome here. Yesterday, we went to a Play 60 event at Wembley Stadium. It was a great community event, about 150 kids there and our entire team. So we've been welcomed very hospitably by the folks here, and we're excited to get to the field on Sunday and hopefully come out with a win.
Do you know if they're going to bring the horn over?
I believe it may. We're going to have as many home elements as we can. We're trying to create as much a home field element as we can, and the horn is going to be part of it. So we'll have a lot of exciting things.
When any other owners who've been to Wembley the previous international series did you consult and talk to in preparation for this trip?
We've talked to a lot of several of the teams that have been over here. I know our coaches have, and as well as on our ownership, and we've spoken to them, and everyone's come away and saying it's a great experience, and we want to grow the game of American football and the popularity here in England. That's something I know the league is very focused on, and for us as the Minnesota Vikings, it's important to grow our brand, and it's also important for the Minnesota business and hospitality community. The mayor of Minneapolis and St. Paul, both mayors are here. The greater MSP and the Meet Minneapolis folks are here. So there are over 80 businesses from England that are doing business in Minnesota with about 15,000 employees, and as well, many multinational companies are based in Minnesota, companies like 3M and Cargill. So it's a great opportunity to not just promote the Minnesota Vikings, but business and hospitality industries in the Minnesota market.
When Commissioner Goodell came to you with this opportunity, did you immediately jump at it, or was it something you had to consider?
Well, it's something we considered. We're in a transition now, building a new stadium. So the opportunity of playing in England was something we thought was something very exciting. Playing on a big stage like this and this type of environment, we also thought was good for our football team. Obviously, there's some drawbacks in terms of the home field, but we felt promoting the Minnesota Vikings and being on this type of stage and promoting American football in the UK was really exciting, and we want to do that on behalf of the NFL as well.
So considering you've got
Another couple of years of transition before you're in the new stadium, could we see you back in London over the next 2 years?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this week goes. We'll see how the experience has gone. It's been great thus far, and it's been great for our players and our team. And again, like I said, the hospitality has been great from the folks here. So we'll just have to wait and see. But right now we're focused on the game this Sunday, as Coach said, and that's something very important for our football team is to get a win this week. And obviously it's been a very disappointing start for our football team, but it's early in the season, and this week is a big game for us.
Which is being an ambassador for the game? What are your obligations this week?
Well, I think to give as much exposure as we can from the team perspective as well as the league perspective on what a great game it is. We think it's the ultimate in teamwork, putting a 53-man roster out there and orchestrating the game of football. It's great to watch. It's entertaining. And we know that in America, and I think in the UK, that obviously the growth has been tremendous, and hopefully that'll continue. And growing now this year to two games this season, and us being part of it, we're excited to bring that excitement to the fans, and we're looking forward to having that happen at Wembley this weekend.
Well, how inevitable is it that an NFL franchise will be based outside the United States sometime down the road?
Well, I can't fully answer that. That's something the league or the commissioner may have to speak to, but from the Minnesota Vikings standpoint and our ownership, we're certainly supportive of growing the game internationally. Like I said, a tremendous game, and I think the fans here are starting to appreciate that more and more. So if that's the direction that might be, a franchise or some other things along those lines, we're supportive of those efforts to grow the game internationally.
Do you think from your experience
talking to other owners, the quick selling out of both games in London for this season, has that made people sit up and take notice?
Absolutely. There's no question that the fan excitement and the fan interest each year grows and grows a little bit more. And again, it's a contagious type of feeling to watch a game, the kind of experiences you have where families and communities come together around the game of football, American football. is something that hopefully the fans over here and around the world are appreciating more and more each day.
Reaction to Judge Wilson's decision on Monday on damages in that lawsuit?
Well, you know, certainly we disagree with the judge's ruling, and it's something we plan certainly to appeal. That's really the only public comment I really can make on it, given that it's an ongoing legal matter. But I think the important takeaway for everyone here is that it doesn't affect one iota our commitment and our ability to conclude negotiations and move on to getting the stadium done and opened in the fall of 2016, which will be an exciting venue for our fans, and we're excited to get going on that.
Any of your compatriots leads and think about buying an English Premier League soccer club?
Well, you know, soccer is a great sport. My kids happen to all play it, and it's a very popular sport in America as well. And it's something we're always open to opportunities on a business front. And the Premier League is one of the finest brands in sport. There's no question about it. Right now, we're focused on the Minnesota Vikings and the game this Sunday. The soccer opportunity may be there in the Minnesota market, the MLS. Does not have a franchise there, and part of our stadium negotiations is the possibility that we may be able to bring, in the early stages of a new stadium, an MLS franchise, and it's something we're looking very hard at.
We're good?
Thank you.
Next up will be our general manager, Rick Spielman.